We're going to the bracha like this. The pasuk says in pasuk dalad here, Ufoshat velovash begodim acherim. You should take off your clothing and put on new clothing. Voitzi es adeshin. Then you should take out the deshin. So pasuk dalad here is talking about the second mitzvah. That means a lot of times when the mizbeach had a lot of ashes on top of it, there was an inyan to clean out all the ashes and take the ashes out chutz lamachir outside Yerushalayim. That was called voitzi es adeshin. The first Pasuk Gimel talks about the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. That was a mitzvah every single day. One Kohen had to come in and take a shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That was Pasuk Gimel, that's a Trumas Adeshin. Now, there's another mitzvah. Doesn't have to be done every single day. Just whenever there's a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach, then you have Pasuk Dalid. Ufoshet es begodov, the Kohen is supposed to take off his big dekuna, a kohen hedjit, v'lovash begodim acherim, and he's supposed to put on other type of clothing. So what does it mean, other type of clothing? So Gemara says, shemani, I would hear, that kederach yom kippurim. The sum of this posuk means that there's a chiv, he has to change his clothing and put on his weekday clothing. In other words, a kohen hedjit only has one pair of big dekuna. He only has four begodim he wears for big dekuna. So I would think the Pasuk is saying, if you want to take the ashes outside Yerushalayim, you have to take off your big day kuna and put on begodim acherim, means put on regular weekday clothing. Why? I would think just like by Yom Kippurim. She'poyshe big day kodesh, v'loyvesh big day chol. It was just like by Yom Kippurim, there's such an inyan, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had two sets of begodim. When he went inside Lefnai and Lefnim, he used to wear big day loven, just four begodim. When he came outside to do the avoid in chutz, he had to put on his eighth begodim, big day zov. Now there's a tzivui, that when you go out, you have to take off the big day loven, and now put on the eight different clothing. That's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol. So I would think the same thing applies here also. When the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, means it's a tzivui. When you want to go and carry out the ashes now, you v'davka have to take off your big day kohen hedjit. Now a kohen hedjit doesn't have two pairs of big day kuna. So what it means to say is, take off your big day kuna, and now put on begodim acherim, means put on other clothing, not big day kuna that you use for avodah, but put on regular clothing, a regular suit. Put on, take off your mitznefesh, your gartel, your mechnesayim, and put on a regular suit. That's what I would have thought. That's the CV over here. Kederach Yom Kippurim, that shepoish the big day kodesh, you have a chiv now to take off the big day kuna for leivish big day chol, and put on a regular suit now. Talmud Loima, but the pasuk tells us not like that. We dashin ufoshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim acherim. It says the word begodim two times. Ufoshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim. Why does it say two times begodav begodim? So we say makish begodim shaloivish lebegodim shapoishit. We make a hekish that malahalan, just like the begodim is wearing the tool now, we're telling him take them off. What are you taking off? You're taking off your big dekuna. Is big dekodish? They're called big dekuna, they're the four begodim that a kohen hedjit wears. Ask Khan. Now when the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, put on another set of clothing, big dekodish, it also means to put on another set of big dekodish. A kohen hedjit also has to have two sets of big dekuna, kohen hedjit. For the Gemarim came, matam loy macherim. They're telling me now, we still have to wear his big dekuna, the regular four begodim still, the mechnesayim, the ksonis, the mitznefes, and the avnet. So what do you mean, begodim acherim? Now, the Gemara means p'chusim mehen. In other words, you have to have to take another pair of big dekuna, and they have to be less, an older pair. You have to have a new pair, and you have to have an old pair. P'chusim means a little bit less, not so nice as the first pair. That's the way the Tanakhama darshins, like we'll soon see. Rebbe Lezer, why Rebbe Lezer says no. Acherim, he darshins the post like this. V'lovash begodim acherim, v'oitzi es adeshin. He dashens the word acherim goes in later. Acherim v'hoitzi es adeshin. Reb Lezer's oimer. Acherim v'hoitzi, the pasuk means limud ala kahanim bali mumin. Shekherim v'hoitzi adeshin. Reb Lezer says, no, you do not have to wear big dekuna when you want to carry out the deshin, carry out the ishes. And at the kach, the pasuk is telling us, even a bali mum, even a kohen that's not allowed to do the avodah, even a bali mum, he has a mum, he's kosher to do this malacha of carrying out the ishes. Because the pshat according to Reb Lezer is that this pasuk dalad is not an avoida. You don't badafka have to have a kohen kosher to do it when he's wearing his big dekuna. No, even a baal mum could do it. It's tama maisa that a kohen has to come and talk to him. Means literally, v'lovash begodim acherim means wear a regular suit. Don't wear your big dekuna, because even a baal mum could also do it. So the kids of the machlekes here, the Tanakam and Reb Lezer. According to Tana Kama, you have to wear your big day kuna, just prusim, or not such a nice pair. And according to Rabbi Lezer, no, you don't wear big day kuna, you can wear a regular suit, and even a Baal Mum could also do it. Now, Omar says before that Acherim, according to the Tana Kama, was saying now you have to wear dafka for begodim, but prusim, it means not such a good pair. Kidatona the very Bishmoel, this goes to understand it, the way Rabbi Shmuel always says. Kidatona the very Bishmoel. The Torah, the very Rabbi Shmuel, the godim shebishol behem kedei with the rabbi. The same clothing you use when you're cooking the food for your rabbi is layimzog behem kais the rabbi. You should not serve your rabbi with those same pair of clothing. No, it's not nice. Not nice to you wear the same nice clothing you do when you serve him to wear those clothing when you're getting yourself dirty and cooking. Because if you're going to wear those clothing when you're cooking, you're going to get them dirty. So it's not nice later to go and serve your rabbi with those clothing. In other words, you're supposed to have two different pair of clothing. Have one pair of chusim less, an older suit, that's used for cooking, and then put on your nice suit when you serve. Who was in here also? They have the Tana Kama. This mitzvah on Pasuk Dalad of Hoitzoyes Adeshin, that whenever there was too many ashes on the Mizbeach, you used to all clean it out and carry it outside Yerushalayim. So who has to do it? A kohen that's a tam, a kosher kohen has to do it, and it's called an avoid according to the Tana Kama, and you have to wear big dekuna. Just the Pasuk is saying, V'lovash begodam acherim means, wear begodam chusim. You don't have to wear such nice clothing. Of course, you're not allowed to wear nice clothing. You have to wear an older pair of big dekunim. But it has to be the mitznefes, the ksoinis, the gartel, and the michnesayim. You have to wear those four begodam. Yeah. So the Gemara, Omer Rash Lakish. Lakish says now, K'machlokis paitso. Just like we have a machlokis in the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer. If Bahitsoyas Hadeshin is called an Avoida, that you would have to need a coin with his four begodim, good, they could be bechusim, but they have to be dalad begodim, and your blazer says, no, you don't have to have a coin tam, you could have a coin balmum, and you don't have to wear the begodim. So Shlokish learns, kach machloikis baharoma. The same machloikis applies to Pasuk Gimel, by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, that every single morning there's a mitzvah, a coin has to go into the Mizbeach, go on top of the Mizbeach, and take out one shovel full of the ashes, and go on the side and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's called the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin. So Rish Lakish says that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the Trumas Hadeshin does not need big dekuna, and even a Baal Mum could also do that avoida, that mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. They ask Rish Lakish. The same machlokes Rabbi Lezer holds by Rama also, a kohen Baal Mum could do that also. Rabbi Yechiel says no, machlokes poitzo. This machlokes of begodim acherim v'hoitzi, that Rabbi Lezer dashes, even a Baal Mum could take out the hoitzom, that's only by hoitzores adeshin. Ma'ashenki navo baharoma, di reihakal avoidi. Rabbi Yechiel says no, but the first part, the gimel, the mitzvah trumas adeshin, that's for sure is called an avoido, that you need to ask a kohen that's kosher, and you don't have to need a dalad begodim. They could be p'chusim, but at kol poran they have to be dalad begodim. So tomorrow now, my time with Rish Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's word to say that even the first pasuk of the Trumas Hadeshin, also we say a kohen posel could do it, and you don't need a dalad begodim. Omaloch, Rish Lakish says like this, you're going to tell me now everybody has to hold that the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin is called an avoida, and you need a kosher kohen, and he has to wear a dalad begodim. Abazoi, yeshlocho avoida shekshere b'shnei kelim. Is it true that you could do an avoida, a kohen could do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash only wearing two clothing, two kelim? Like we know, a kohen hedyot has to at least wear four big dekuna. He has. Now this pasuk gimel only says two begodim. The pasuk gimel says v'lovash hakohen midayvad, which means the ksoinis. He has to wear his robe omichnes sevad, and he has to wear his mechusayim, the underpants made out of linen. Yilbash al basar v'heir mesadeshin. The pasuk says clearly the kohen has to wear two clothing. That's all. So the Rish Lakish, if you can tell me now that the Trumas Hadeshin is a real avoida, how do you have only two clothing? We know any avoida, you have to have the mitznefes and the gartel also. So since the Pasuk doesn't say the mitznefes and the gartel, it's right, it's not called a real avoida. That's why even a kohen Baal Mum could also do this avoida. That's Rish Lakish's svara. Shrashi shekshere b'shnei kelim, v'ocha midoy vad, o michnes vad hu desiv. The Pasuk only talks about the ksoinis, his robe, and the michnesayim, the underpants, but nothing more. So the more of Rabbi Yechon says no. Goli rachmoni b'ksoinis u'michnesayim. True, the pasuk says for the Trumas Hadeshin, you have to wear your ksoinis, your robe, and you have to wear the michnesayim, the underpants. But like Rabbi Yechon, avada v'hu adin l'mitznefes b'yavnit. Avada is called an avoidam, and you have to wear all your four clothing. You have to wear your special hat, the mitznefes, and you have to wear your special gartel, the yavnit. How come the Pasuk says these two begodim? And if you have to wear all four, why does the Pasuk only say the Ksoinis and the Michnasayim? It's come to teach us halachas here. That midai bad, the Pasuk says you have to wear your Ksoinis, your robe, a perfect fit. We dash in midai kimidosai. That you have to have a special fit. And there's halacha by all big dikunas like that. So Rashi says, midai kimidosai. Kan limducho. Here the Torah is teaching us. Shehei Ksoinis kahanim lemidas kemosai. The robe should be a perfect fit to how tall you are. Learning Rorus, it shouldn't be too long. V'loi Mislokas, it can't be too short off the ground. So the Pasuk is teaching us, Rabbi Yechon holds, Avad is called an Avoid here. And Avad, you have to wear all four begodim. Now the reason why the Torah says these two is to teach us two special halachas. Midai Avad means to tell us that you have to wear a special fit. Later. And Michnes Seivad, what does this have to say the Yom the pants for? L'kiratani, like we learned. How do we know the first clothing that the Kohen puts on is his underpants? How do we know the Michnasayim comes first? Whenever they dress him, whenever he puts on his big dikuna, right? Shenema, the Pasuk says here, O Michnasay Bad Yilbosh Al Bisaroi. That you have to put on the Michnasay Bad, your underpants, what? Al Bisaroi. Mashman, there's nothing else on your bosa yet. He has not dressed yet at all. And the first clothing he puts on Al Bisaroi is the underpants. So that's the lima of this pasuk. Shrashi yilbush al basaroi, mashma shaloivesh po'odi orim. You put on your underpants now when you're nude, not wearing anything. Shein olav ela basaroi, you have nothing, only your flesh. Dilo te mohochin al basaroi lamai kosvei. What does the Torah have to say here al basaroi for? Umichta sevad yilbush al basaroi. Either tell me the chatzitza, that you shouldn't have anything in between your clothing and the begad, the mashma the rather psukma for that. But hukas chatzitza. So this pasuk is telling us, Al Basara teaches us that the Michnasayim comes first. Yeah. So what? Mm-hmm. This is where Rabbi Yechon learns. Michnasayvad Yibush Al Basara. Remember, Rabbi Shlokesh, what does Shlokesh do with this? Rabbi Shlokesh says, no, the pasuk only says these two. So he learns it's a modern halacha, it only means these two and not four, and therefore it's not called an avodah. I with Ashni these drushes here. Reshlokas says I'm also asking to these drushes. But still the Torah only means these two and not more. Reshlokas midai kimidosai. Midiafka rachmona beloshin midai. Why didn't the Torah say loshin michnas of ksainis? Why did it say midai? Midai vad? To tell us that what? That the ksainis that he wears has to be a perfect fit. Shalai yehe, and vaito. How do you know the next drusha? Shalai yehe dov according to michnasayim. Miyal basara nafka. There's an extra word of Al, from this word Al Basar is also extra. So since it's extra, he makes this Rasha also. So Rasha is L'Rashim Medlokish. Diyoma, Dafka Kesvinu. The Torah says these two to teach us L'Meimro, Tiena Tzricha Bor. You don't have to wear all your four clothing B'Shat the Truma Tadeshin. Only these two clothing. So how does he know then these Rashas here? It says to be a perfect fit. And the Michnasayim comes first. Nafka Leihanach Tati D'Rishus. Miloshin Amikro. Dehanach Tati D'Rashas. Miloshin Amikro. Sheshinu B'Lashonish. Lekosa K'sonis. The Torah didn't say put on your robe. L'meimra midoi, what does midoi mean? Kimidoso, it has to be a perfect fit. And shloyaktim dovel mechnesayim me'al besori yisera nafkalei. So an extra time al besori here teaches this Rosha. But that's where Shlokesh is pshat. The Torah is saying only wear two and not four. Therefore it's not called an avoida. Even a kain baal mum could also do it. Yeah. So it says, neima ketanoi. Let's say this machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. If it's possible to say that the true Matzadeshin is not called an avoid, you don't have to wear all four begodim. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. Why we say the dash in the post like this? Al besori says here al besori says yilbush al besori. The pasuk gives him lovash kari midivash nechasevad yilbush al besori. Matam loyim. What's that to say for yilbush? What's that to say wear it for? Let's just say midivad and michnes sevad. Period. What you have to say, Yilbush al Basaroi, is Lahavi Mitznefes V'Yavneit La'Roma. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yechonin. That when you do the true Masadeshin, Avad, you have to wear all four begodim. You have to wear the Mitznefes and the Yavneit also. Either Pasuk only says two begodim, but Yilbush comes to include the other two also. Why does it say these two? To teach us the Drosha, the perfect fit, and the Chassan comes first. This is like Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Deisu I may know. What does the word Yilbush mean here? Le Rabbah is big day Kohen Godol, the Yarmah Kippurim, Shek Sherim Le Kohen Hedjit. That the Kohen Godol on Yom Kippur has a special four begodim, the four begodim of Lovin, that he wears when he goes to fly in the Fnim, those four begodim are kosher for Kohen Hedgeh to wear it throughout the whole year. That's what Rabbi Doshi Dashin. That's the extra pasuk of Yilba Shal B'Sarvay. The four begodim the Kohen goes to wear, the fly in the Fnim, could be worn the whole year round. That's what Doshi's shot. Amar Rabbi says back to him, Shtei Tshuvas B'Dovrin, your drosha have two kashas on you. Chod the one, the Avneto Shal Kohen Gadol, which was made out of Levad, made out of linen only, is Loi Zehu Avneto Shal Kohen Hedyet. He holds that the Avnet, the Kohen Hedyet wore the whole year, was made out of Kliyim. So therefore, you can't say that these four begotten the Kohen Gadol wore on your kippah, or Kohen Hedyet could wear the whole year, because they're different type of Avnetim. The Yadvet of the Kohen Gadol here, these for the Lovin, was made out of linen only, and the Kohen Hedyet was made out of Kliyim. So it's not the same. You can't say that the Kohen Hedyet could wear it. For you to have another kasher on you. So obviously Rav Doisi holds on, that Rav Doisi holds that the avnet, the Kohen Hedyet wore the whole year, was also only made out of linen, not made out of kliyim. But now Rabbi has another kasher back to Rav Doisi. For you to have a kasher on you, that the godim shenishtameshes behem kedusha chamura, this begodim, these big day loven, that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur when he went lefnayim lefnim, which is such a chomadik, a strong kedusha, tishtamish ben kedusha kala, you want it to be used now in a kedusha kala, regular Kohen Hedyet, should wear it throughout the whole year. It's not mistarvel like that. It's not mistarvel a Kohen Hedyet could use it. So you have a Rebbe says, what do I do with this extra word here, yilbush abasorei, is the Rabbi says shashchokim. To teach us the word that you could wear clothing even though they're shchokim, even though they're a little bit ruined. Even though they're not such nice clothing, but you're allowed to wear shchokim miyotzer with them also. So Rashi learns the rabbi shchokim shekshirim l'chol avoda. It's a ribu hil yubosh. It's kosher for any avoda you can wear shchokim also. Avavach lo yim kroyim. But you have to be careful. They're not torn. If they're torn, they're puzzle. If they're dirty, they're puzzle. Shchokim just means they're old begodim. That's all. No, we can't say. This is not our parsha now of Rav Doisi Drosha. Good. So this is the way Rav Doisi Dashens here. This is the way Rebbe Dashens. Matam lo miyubosh is the Rabbi says shashchokim. And Melo Rebbe holds v'nichem shom. That's what the Pasuk says v'nichem shom. Not over here. The Pasuk later says by these big day loven when the Kohen Gadol gets finished using them v'nichem shom, you should leave them there. Rebbe Dashin's Malame Shetuni Gneiza. That's Rebbe Shetosai. That since it's a Kedusha Chamura, a Kedusha Kala can't use it. So a Kohen Hedyet cannot use it. So therefore it's Toyin Gneiza. You have to bury it. That's the way Rebbe Dashin's. Rebbe Doisi, what does Rebbe Doisi do with that Pasuk later? How the Pasuk says, V'nichem Shom, Mashma, you have to leave it there. And according to Rebbe Doisi, those four begodim, a Kohen Hedyet is allowed to use it the whole year. So what do you mean, V'nichem Shom? Rav Doisi says no. Ruyin hay in the Kohen Hedyet. A Kohen Hedyet is allowed to use those begotten the whole year. What does the Pasuk say? You should leave it there. You don't have to leave it there according to Rav Doisi. It just means shalayishtamish b'em yom kippur macher. It just means the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear those four begotten the next year. Every year he has to have a new set of big day loving. That's what the Pasuk is saying. V'nichem shom means from the gate to the Kohen Gadol. After Yom Kippur, when you finish using your big day loving, you have to leave it. You can't use those begodim anymore. But enechnam, your Kohen Hedyet could use it throughout the year. So good. This is the machlokes Rabbi Doisa and Rabbi Yehuda. If how you dash in this Pasuk of Yilbash al Basori, the Tanakama dashins, you have to have all four begodim. The Chur, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. And the Chur, according to Rabbi Doisa, has come to teach us other halachas. So the half meaning is that you only have to have two begodim and not more. It should be around like Rish Lakish. So the more my lab bokim if lugi. The mass sovra avoidi. We have you to hold the true mazdeshin is called an avoidi. That's why you need all four begodim. O mass sovra lab avoidi. Rabbi Doisi says no, he holds like Rish Lakish. That even a kind apostle could do the avoida. True mazdeshin is not called an avoida. And you only have to wear these two begodim and not four begodim. The Chur, that's the machlekis here. The more says, like, maybe no, you have no right, this should be the machlekis. I tell you really the kula yalmo avoidi. According to both of them, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa, they're both moided that true matadeshin is a mitzvah avodah, and avadi you have to wear all four begodim when a kohen did it, and it has to be a kohen kosher that's doing it. So what's the machloekis then? This is the machloekis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa. Ma sava tzricha kral rebuya. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I need the pasuk to tell me that. When it does read the pasuk itself, need the avadi michnis sevad, I would think it's maybe like a shlokish. It's maybe not an avoider, and you only have to wear these two begodim. That's why the Pasuk has to say, Yilbash, no, the teachers know that the true Mahadeshin is called an avoider, and avadi you have to wear all four begodim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That he holds, I need the Pasuk to teach me this. If the Pasuk wouldn't have said it, I wouldn't know it. But now that I have the pasuk, that's what it's teaching me, that Shrumas Adeshin is called an Avodah, and I need all four begodim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. Umar Sava, Rabbi Doisi holds, like Sricha Kroh, L'Rabuya. No, he also holds like Rabbi Yechanan. He also holds Shrumas Adeshin is called an Avodah. But he holds that in Svara. Like, my Avada, why not? Avada, Shrumas Adeshin is called an Avodah, and Avada, you have to wear all four begodim. I, the Pasuk only says these two begodim. He holds in Svara, like Rabbi Yechanan said. The Pasuk is saying these two begodim to teach us new halachas here. That me, the Vad, you have to wear your clothing a perfect fit. Not too long, not too short. Or Mechne, say Vad, you go to teach us that you have to put on the Mechassayim first and nothing goes before that. That's why the Pasuk says these two begodim. But Avad and Avad, I know, is called an Avad, the Trumas Adeshin. And Avad, you have to wear Dalal begodim. That's what the Abdesi holds. Therefore, what does he do with the word Yuba Shabbosarei? He dashes something else from it. But not the Pshat he holds like Reshkokesh Svarim. It could be everybody holds like Rabbi Yechanan. That Avad, the Trumas Adeshin, is called an Avodah. And Avad, you have to have the Dalal begodim. All right, stop here.